With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. First, there was the apple in the Garden of Eden. Then there was the apple that bopped Isaac Newton on the head. And at last, the third apple, Apple computers.
Computers make me fly. If you use a good computer, you fly over seas of data, and then you can see patterns.
That's Jean-Louis Gasset, head of product development at Apple Computers, and currently the man behind the revolutionary Macintosh computer. In his book of essays, The Third Apple, the French-born Gasset writes of his love affair with computers and how, to him, they are like poetry.
Ray Bradbury wrote a piece called Ode to the Quick Computer. He wrote it for Apple. And it was written on commission. But the last two verses I remember are, "So cowards, what are you afraid of? Personal computers are best utilized to enhance the creative process."
That's the poetry Jean-Louis Gasset sees in computers, but then he also sees poetry in mathematics. He calls computers wings for the mind.
And what a computer gives me is the power to offload some of the dirty work onto the computer to do this drudgery type of work, and that gives me more room to think or express ideas.
Jean-Louis Gasset isn't concerned about computers taking jobs away from humans. He believes that people should engage in intelligent, service-oriented jobs and leave the machines to do humdrum everyday tasks. In that context, he says, the computer is an instrument of liberation.
Do you want humans to be robots? The issue, do you want humans to take work away from robots?
The outspoken computer maverick Jean-Louis Gasset, the guiding spirit behind the Apple Macintosh. Harcourt, Brace, and Jovanovich published his book about personal computers and the cultural revolution, The Third Apple. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. His accent is French. He has modeled clothes in Vogue magazine. And until he landed in Silicon Valley, Jean-Louis Gasset was head of Apple France, where he doggedly promoted the revolutionary Macintosh computer. In fact, when the Macintosh first appeared, Gasset took out an ad in a French communist newspaper that read, "The time has come for a capitalist to make a revolution." Today, Jean-Louis Gasset is head of Apple's product development and the author of a book of essays about the Macintosh and computers in general, The Third Apple. Gasset says man has always wanted a computer.
Even before computers were invented, there were calculating machines, and people were fascinated by calculating machines because it performed things that the human mind doesn't do well.
Jean-Louis Gasset dismisses complaints that computers are eroding our privacy.
But it also happened on paper. People steal paper files. So I don't think the technology is more or less a problem than before. It's how you use the technology is how we as a society will pass the laws to prevent people from misusing.
And Jean-Louis Gasset hates the idea of forcing computers onto people who resist them.
I'd rather have computers which are wanted than computers which are legislated by the state. Our computers are perhaps not yet attractive enough to these people. I'm fortunate enough to have a wife who is not in love with technology at all. She is a constant reminder that we have to make our computers much simpler than they are today.
Jean-Louis Gasset says there will be many types of computers in the future.
They'll be the one that you'll carry around. Like I carry this notebook. There will be computers you'll write on, so it will write even my long hand. There will be computers you can talk to.
Jean-Louis Gasset, the man currently behind the Macintosh computer and author of The Third Apple, published by Harcourt, Brace, Jovanovich. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.